Okay, here's the result. R tilde is a complicated, little complicated function of a fixed transfer function, R, and the function of weighting function W1, W2. This is a fairly standard formula. You can find it. We're not going to go in through the detail here. Now, by a red heifer lemma, this is basically kind of another mu kind of result, or kind of a small gain result. That is, if we can show that R tilde is less than or equal to 1, the norm of that is less than or equal to 1, and also delta is less, norm is less than or equal to 1, then we can say the linear fraction transformation of that, of R tilde and delta, is also less than 1. Okay. Now, using this result, we obtain the following conclusion. Then now, suppose we can find the W1, W2, okay, that a stable minimum phase, any invertible transform functions, such as R tilde, is a contraction, which means it has norm, infinite norm less than or equal to 1, and which we know that we can actually do it if we choose a sufficient small W1, W2, but of course we actually want the as large W as possible for some reasons we're going to talk about in a minute. Now suppose K naught is a stabilizing controller. Well, of course that's what we actually assumed. It's a nominal controller where usually we take when Q equals 0. Okay, that's the control we obtain. And such that, of course, the minimum performance is satisfied. Then K hat is also a stabilizing controller such that H infinite norm condition is satisfied. If we can show that the delta, which is a function of W1, W2, and K hat giving here is actually W2 inverse. That's all we need is just solving K hat equal to K0 plus W2 delta W1. So we got a delta is equal to W2 inverse K hat minus K0 W1 inverse. So if we can make this norm less than 1, then we can guarantee that a K hat is indeed a H infinity controller. Okay, so now the problem really boils down to find a W1, W2, okay, so that R tilde is a contraction. Then we can, all we need to do is do a weighted and model reduction here. So by giving W1, W2 and giving K0, then all we need to do is find the lowest possible K hat so that W2 inverse K hat minus K0 W1 inverse has H infinity norm less than 1. Then we are guaranteed that K hat will have desired H infinity performance. Of course, this is only a sufficient condition. It doesn't mean that if you cannot find a k-hat so that this norm is less than 1, then the k-hat will not be a stabilizing controller and satisfy H-infinite norm. Indeed, a lot of time you might be able to do is just go ahead and do the controller model reduction here. And whether it's going to be less than 1 or not, it really doesn't matter. What you're going to do is to take K hat and plug into the closed loop and verify the norms instead of actually checking this norm is less than 1. Because what you're really interested in is the control of K hat and not this norm. This norm is only used as a tool for us to find the low order controllers. So now the problem is how we can find a W1, W2. There are actually algorithms that developed to find a W1, W2. But what we can actually see is that if W1, W2 is very, very small, think about it, very, very small, then of course this R tilde is always that has norm less than gamma, less than 1. So there's always a W1, W2 to do that. It's just a matter of fact of finding a suitable W. And now we can see that from model reduction problem posted here, we actually want a large W1, W2 in some sense. Because a larger W1 and W2, when then the inverse is is small, then we allow a large error between k hat and k zero. Okay, so we'll make the control reduction much, much easier. So actually, what we really need is find the largest possible W1, W2 in some sense, and so that R tilde is a contraction.